And joining us now to break it down is an NFL Network analyst, a Super Bowl champion. He played 9 NFL seasons. He had 433 receptions, 5,861 receiving yards, 51 touchdowns. And you can see him tonight on NFL Total Access following the Monday night game. We are joined by NFL Network analyst James Jones. James, great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, my man. How you doing?
Good, good. Good to visit with you. Going into yesterday's Vikings-Packers game, let me start right there. The biggest question was, would Aaron Rodgers play? Now, you played with him. You're good friends with him. You guaranteed that he was going to play. What made you so sure he'd go yesterday?
Oh, man. Like you said, I played with him, man, for 8 years, man. So I've seen this dude just battle through injuries, man, not only through the game, but through practice, too, man. He's one of those guys to where, if he has injuries, he doesn't even like missing practice, you know. So I've seen him battling out there with hamstrings injuries and still not sitting on a training room, coming out there practicing. And he knows that when he shows that type of toughness, it rubs off on his teammates. We out here to win. Everybody's going to be hurt. We're going through a season with a pretty brutal game. We're going to be hurt. So I've seen him play hurt through practice. So I knew, man, this is game time. Aaron ain't missing no game time no matter what.
James Jones joining us. I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to say that he doesn't miss practice. So if you're that guy, if you're one of the best to ever spin it, and you're banged up, and you know nobody's going to say anything at all if this guy misses a practice, but if he's out there grinding the way he does and never misses practice, what kind of a message does it send to everybody else in that locker room?
Oh, it's huge, man. I think, and I truly believe that's why he does it, because he knows he's the leader of that ball club. So if I'm out here and I sit down with little nicks and bruises, everybody else going to sit down with nicks and bruises. But if my teammates see me out here hurting, battling through injuries, and I'm still practicing because I still want to get better and I am the greatest quarterback of all time, that's going to rub off on them. And they're going to go out there and they're going to grind through their injuries and they're going to practice. And as a team, that's how you get better. Because, trust me, after the very first day of training camp, ain't nobody 100%.
Right.
He's battling through little injuries all year long. So let's grind through it. Let's get better. Let's not let them set us back. And when you see your leader doing that, it rubs off on the team.
NFL Network analyst James Jones joining us. So you might be biased, but if I had to ask you, is he the best you've ever seen to do it? And if so, if you had to boil it down to one thing, what makes him so different and so special?
Well, I tell people all the time, in my humble opinion, he's the greatest to ever do it. And it's not just because I played with him. I truly go off the product on the field. I'm not a stats guy. So I don't say, oh, this guy got the most Super Bowl rings. This guy got the most rushing yards. He's the best. When I think of greatest running backs, I don't think of Emmitt Smith because he has the most rushing yards. I think of Barry Sanders because Barry did stuff on the field that we've never seen before. And we all wanted to do it. We all wanted to be like Barry. Aaron Rodgers is like Barry Sanders. He does stuff that we've never seen before. When any quarterback is getting compared to a guy in the National Football League, they're comparing him to Aaron Rodgers because he's the best. We've never seen it before. We've never seen throws like this out the pocket. We've never seen throws like this in the pocket. Some of the things that he does on the field, his product that he puts on the field, is the best we've ever seen, in my opinion.
James Jones, NFL Network analyst, joining us. All right, you played 9 years in the NFL, as I mentioned. You've been covering the league ever since then. So what was your reaction to Bills corner Vontae Davis retiring at halftime? Have you ever seen or heard anything like that?
I've never seen or heard anything like that. I mean, I understand that you probably get the feeling, you know, that, you know, I'm done playing, you know, shoot, this is my time, but I never think you should make a decision just off of emotions. You know what I mean? And to me, at the halftime of a game, your emotions is just running high. Just relax, calm down a little bit, take a day, wake up in the morning. If you're still feeling like that, then do it. But don't just go in the locker room at halftime and then with all your emotions running high, you might be playing bad, your body might be hurting, and then you just make a decision like that. So I've never seen that before. But to me, it's just an emotional decision. I wish he would have just relaxed, got on that plane ride home, sat down, maybe talked to his wife and kids or something, and be like, okay, I'm done.
James Jones joining us. So what do you think? You think ultimately he's going to look back and regret that he did that? Or do you think he's going to be at peace with that decision and it's going to be fine?
I don't know, because when I retired, I was at peace with my decision. So he could have been thinking about this a little while before it all went down and, you know, said I'm done, and we'll look back on this like, man, I'm glad I did it. And then he could look back on it and say, man, why'd I do that, man? I had a couple more years left in me, man. My emotions was riding high. I was mad at myself for playing bad. Injuries was getting to me, and I wish I could go out there and play a couple more years. So he could be looking at that, too. So only he knows.
He's an NFL Network analyst. He played 9 years in the NFL. We're talking to James Jones for a few more moments. So the Browns are going to move on from Josh Gordon, and the expectation is he may be traded possibly by 4 p.m. Eastern today. Man, you know, this guy, talk about a different guy. He's got a ton of talent, but if the Browns are ready to move on from him, I think that does tell you something. If you're another team, would you bring him in or would you trade for him?
I absolutely would trade for him if I was another team, like the Dallas Cowboys, any of these teams that really need a big-time wide receiver, because we all know if he's healthy, if his head is in the right spot, he's one of the best in the game. And if you can get him for a seventh-round pick and get him for, you know, veteran minimum, whatever he's playing for this year, and you get a talent like that, I don't think you could pass on it. Yeah, I know it's hit or miss because, okay, he could get in trouble and have a setback and, you know, not play at all. But if he doesn't, you just got a diamond in the rough, because this is one of the guys that can really destroy this league if he is healthy and his mind is right. So if I'm one of those teams, I'm willing to take that chance just because of what I've seen Josh Gordon do on that football field when he is healthy.
James Jones, my guest. All right, now these two guys I'm going to mention, they could not be more different. They could not go about it more differently. But who's been more impressive so far, Patrick Mahomes or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Ooh, that's a good one right there. I'm going to have to say Patrick Mahomes, because, I mean, we've seen Ryan Fitzpatrick in spurts kind of play like this. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's going crazy, and, you know, the first two games. But 10 touchdowns in the first 2 weeks, and some of the throws that I've seen this kid make, sidearm, outside the pocket, he looks like a guy that I just said was the GOAT in Aaron Rodgers, but the ball is just coming off his hands, flick of the wrist. I mean, all the playmakers he has out there, he's getting the ball into their hands. But 10 touchdowns in 2 weeks, I mean, that's something that you can't look past. I can't say Fitzpatrick is playing better than him right now, just because, I mean, that's something that people don't do.
Yeah, because that's something you just don't see. We've never seen that before. Now, you called your shot earlier this month that Khalil Mack would not only be or would not be the defensive player of the year, but he'd be the MVP. Knowing how much respect then that you have for him and his game, what did you think of that decision to trade him?
Oh, man. Well, obviously, being a Raider and playing with Khalil Mack, I mean, I did not like it. I mean, you're giving away a pass rusher that probably is the best in the game. I mean, if they said, here, you can have Von Miller or Khalil Mack, you're not mad at none of those. You're like, thank you. You know, so, and then as for a Raiders team who doesn't have a pass rush, who was dependent on this guy to get after the quarterback, who is the best player on the team, and you trade him away, I did not like it. And time waits to see how, you know, this trade is going to play out, because Gruden could go out there and draft two number one draft picks, and they could be ballers, and we could be looking back and saying Gruden's a genius because he drafted these two guys when he traded Khalil Mack. But right now, where we stand right now, I think it was absolutely ridiculous, because he's the best player on your team. He's always there. He's always going to get after the quarterback. Never fought the battle with any injuries or like that. He's always available, and you let him go.
All right, I got about a minute left. I wanted to hit you with so many more things, but I want to ask you about this. September 29th, you're recognized for your induction into the San Jose State Sports Hall of Fame. You've done a lot of things athletically. How much, though, are you looking forward to that, and what's the honor mean to you?
Man, when I all my years playing football, I always used to tell my teammates, man, that beyond the stats, beyond anything else, you play this game for respect, and you play it for respect from your teammates, respect from your peers, and that's why you play this game. I mean, I know people love the money and all that, but to me, people play this game for respect. You want people to respect what you have done on that football field and in the community. And when I got the call from San Jose State, and they told me, it was just a sign of respect, like, dang, okay, they respected what I've done, not only on the football field, but off the field, how I represented the university, and That means a lot to me, man. Respect is everything.
Good for you, man. Good for you. And I want to say, James, you're doing a great job with the NFL Network. As an analyst there, you can watch him tonight on NFL Total Access following the Monday Night Football matchup. And I can speak for what you just did here. You crushed it on a Monday morning, man. Great to talk to you, James. Thank you very much. Have a great week, and definitely enjoy that time at San Jose State when you go back.
I appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you very much. James Jones, my guest. That's nice. That's how you do that. That's exactly how you do that.